Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello, this is a show and you're here. Thank you for listening.
What's up with the accent there, buddy?
It just happens when I get a little excited.
That's the first time I've ever heard. I've known you for like 30 years and that's the first time I've ever heard that.
Yeah, I'm originally from Australia. You're not even 30 years old.
I was hoping you wouldn't ask anyone.
I didn't ask anyone. I asked you.
It wasn't even a question. Well, I count as a someone.
It was a statement.
So, just going to ignore all of that.
All right.
We have a great show for you today.
Yeah, we do.
We have, Matt, why don't
you? Do you know what we have?
No, I don't actually. I didn't. Okay. Full disclosure, I just woke up from a nap.
He did. He's got a napping problem.
I didn't.
We try to help him.
I'm trying to quit. I really am.
We covered him with 7 blankets to try to show him how much of a problem he has.
Sweated for 2 hours under those blankets.
And he was fine with it. He was fine.
I could sleep through a nuclear apocalypse and I think I would be fine. I think the sleep would somehow rejuvenate me. And So I'm just, you know, again, full disclosure, I just woke up from a nap.
The couch is soaked.
Because every time I take a nap now, this is terrible. Every single time I go to take a nap, even if it's at night and I'm going to sleep, they still call it a nap. And they cover me in 7 blankets. Sometimes they're electric blankets, too. And not the kind that keep you warm. The kind that shock you with
the kind that electrocute you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm a little jittery. I'm really sleepy. I did not look over the itinerary, the agenda. So I have no idea what's going on in this episode. So Matt's going to need to...
I'm going to need to walk him through this step by step. We got to support our friend Dan here.
That's right.
Dan, what did I do this weekend?
What did you do? Is that a question or a statement? Because I do know what you did this weekend.
Tell me.
You were in a 5K unicycle race.
That was last weekend. I know. You don't remember anything anyone does because you're careless and thoughtless.
Right.
I'll tell you what I was doing.
Give me some credit because I did remember that.
You have 5 credit. No.
Okay.
So I'll tell you what I was doing.
Go for it.
I went hiking in Hackleman's Gorge.
Where?
Hackleman's Gorge.
Where is that?
We've been there.
Maybe it was your other podcast host.
I don't have any more podcast hosts. I've run through them all.
Hackleman's Gorge.
Hackleman's Gorge.
Is that the place with the sheer drop and the 100-foot waterfall?
Yeah, the one that you almost fell off of?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I remember that. That was awful. Why did you go back there? I thought they closed that place permanently after the family of nuns died.
No, they didn't. They opened it right back up after they dragged all the stuff out of there. But I went back there because I was really looking forward to that feeling of anticipation. I've been trying to relive this moment mm-hmm. right before you nearly killed yourself. Exhilaration.
That was the moment that you were trying to relive.
It was so exhilarating.
Screaming for my life, and I was saying, Matthew, help, I'm falling. That was the moment that you were trying
to... You weren't actually falling, though.
But I was.
You weren't. You were just hanging there.
No, I was falling. I was definitely falling.
No one has the wherewithal to scream, I'm falling, while they're falling.
I did, and I did.
I don't think that's true. Anyway, I didn't manage to relive it because you weren't there. But I didn't want to invite you because I didn't want to put your life in danger.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that you've limited your homicidal fantasies to a solo activity. That's the way it should be.
It's not a fantasy, and it's not homicidal. I don't want to see you die.
What is homicidal?
You know?
That sounds personal to me.
Let's just move on.
All right.
So today, mm-hmm. we've got our 37th anniversary show.
I know. I'm really so excited.
I know. And we've got...
I did remember that much, at least. Shut up. I absolutely did. Give me some credit. I have 5 cred. I'd like to cash those in for more cred.
You can't do that. That's not...
I want double cred.
You can't... So we're holding a fundraiser today.
Yes.
And we're going to have some people calling in, telling us how much they like our show and what they think of the mayor's recent downtown developments.
Yeah, as it turns out, last week, I'm not sure if our listeners remember this. If not, just a quick recap. Our wonderful co-host, Matthew, decided to... try to put together a buddy cop comedy film starring an Austrian man named George, and he spent all of episode zero's budget, every cent. So this is I was able to go into my bank accounts and scrape together some pennies to get us some streaming time today.
All I have to say is when you love something, you take risks. and I love this podcast.
I wouldn't. You don't even like buddy cop comedies. So I don't know why that was a priority for you at that time.
I've often said that they are the music of movies.
So we have our first caller.
Hello?
Hello, you're on episode zero.
Oh my gosh, did I win?
Yes,
in
you
a matter
won.
Of speaking, you get to speak to us.
You won the opportunity to speak to Matt and Dan of episode zero.
I'd be excited.
And you also won the opportunity to slightly drain your bank account by giving us lots and lots of money. I have down on my my little paper sheet, my sheet of paper, that you're the generous donator of 1,000 bitcoins. That's
wow.
Very impressive.
Wow. Let's get a hand of applause.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you so
much. What do you think of this generous donation that you've just given?
Well, I really believe in spaying and neutering all hamsters, and I just think it's a cause that everybody should be donating money to because it really gets overlooked, you know?
Now, that's
all
a message I can get.
All the media out there today, all the things, all the causes right in your face, and I really don't think anybody thinks about the hamsters anymore, you know?
They're so small. They're hard to see.
It's like they don't even exist. So I do have a question for you, caller. What was your name again?
Letitia,
I do have a question. I think it's great that you've donated to keep us on the air. 1,000 Bitcoin should keep us in business for...
It's like $87,000. It's like 5,000 more episodes.
That's like 10 Georges.
Wow.
I'm
going to go to town on
my
George.
My question for you, Letitia, is... So we don't believe in spaying or neutering animals of any kind.
Yeah, we think they should have sex as often as possible.
Right,
have
right.
As many
we believe that the world
animals.
Needs to be populated with as many rodents as humanly
just animals
possible.
In general.
Yeah.
Just kill the human population.
So that might go a little bit against your wishes. Is that a problem?
Well,
that's all the time we have for you. Sorry. Thanks a lot, Letitia.
Thanks for calling in.
We'll talk to you later. Keep on listening.
Thanks for being a listener.
No. Bye. Whoa. Bye. And that's it. She's gone.
Wow.
That was great.
Yeah. Thanks for that 1,000 caller.
1,000 bitcoins. That's very impressive.
Oh, man. Can you imagine what we can do with that? We can build a podcast tower.
I know. That's like, I'm already trying to plan out what to do with all this money.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to buy a dozen new microphones.
You can have the microphones talking into each other.
Yes, like an array of microphones.
Yeah, like a microphone echo.
Yes. Oh, man, this is going to be amazing. I can't wait.
I can't wait either. That's great.
That's awesome. So already we're off to a really good start. We've already got 1,000 bitcoins.
Doing some calculations over there.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about this. You have no idea.
Oh, I do. I see it in you.
Yeah, yeah.
I see the excitement. Seething.
So if anyone would like to donate to episode zero, please give us a call. Our number is on the website.
Yep. But just in case you don't have a computer, it's 578-271-894-7875.
That's right. That's not our number at all.
It's my personal number.
Why do you want people calling you directly?
Well, I don't. It's a red herring. I just wanted some friends, I guess.
So we'll be right back.
Join the Meditation Center every Friday at the Rec Center. Call Kathy for more information.
That's me.
I love meditating. I love meditating. Okay.
And we're back.
Welcome back.
I'm using my sexy voice.
Yeah, he needs that to attract all the callers. It's not.
Oh.
Really not.
I'm sorry.
You should...
As it turns out, the phone lines are lighting up, even with the fake number that Matt gave earlier.
Like a Christmas tree.
So we have another caller already. This is exciting.
Let's get this caller on the line.
We're going to make so much dough out of this.
Can't wait.
Hello?
Hey, welcome. Thanks for calling into our show.
Yes, thanks for calling in.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
So I have you down here for $2.57. What kind of donation is that? We're trying to run a podcast here.
Yeah, that's a little small. I think we're going to have to ask you for a little more.
Yeah, that's insulting. We actually only had you, we only picked up your call because we wanted to see if you could donate some more money than $2.37.
Well, since you guys don't take credit cards, that was all I had in my pocket.
I mean, that's a terrible excuse.
I told
excuse.
You we shouldn't have stopped him on the street, Matt.
That's literally what I tell homeless people. Are we homeless people to you? We have a podcast, God damn it.
No, if you were homeless people, I would give you food.
Well, we did ask for food, to be fair. I you were holding a sandwich, and I asked for it, and you didn't give it
That's
to me.
That's not really how phones work, Dan.
Well, so we do accept PayPal. Would you be able to PayPal us, like, you know, $30, $40, $200 more dollars?
$200,000. Yeah.
No, unfortunately, I don't have a PayPal account. Sorry. Wow. You know, I'm stuck in the old times.
Wow.
Well, listen, we do want to get you to weigh in on the biggest issue of the day. What do you think of the mayor's downtown developments?
They could go bigger.
Go bigger?
And, you know, my old motto, go big or go home.
That's what I've been saying since the beginning. The mayor just has this short-sighted, small-time vision, and I think that we need to get somebody else in office.
He's a small-time mayor, let's be honest.
Exactly.
Get this guy out of office.
Well, thank you for your donation, caller, as small as it was. Like I said, I'm a little insulted.
Could have been bigger.
And if I see you on the street again holding a sandwich... Excuse me?
Every little bit helps, right?
No, it doesn't.
Well,
normally, it really doesn't.
Yeah, no, 237.
You could have tried harder.
Yeah.
Go screw yourself.
Yeah. Get lost.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks. So the nerve of some people, you know?
I know, seriously. I can't believe that someone would call in with the idea that they're helping us with $2. I mean, what am I going to do? Buy a quarter of a sandwich?
Exactly. Like, I've already spent that money. That money's literally already gone.
Yeah, I mean, how many sandwiches could you buy with $2?
Half of one.
No,
that's how
less
much.
Than half. Let's be
exactly,
honest.
Exactly.
You have to measure everything in sandwiches.
Listen, listeners, if this podcast means anything to you, anything at all, I would hope that it means more than $2.37 to you.
Yeah. So, you know what? If you can understand this, don't call in unless you've got a significant amount of money for us.
Exactly.
I think we deserve it.
Nobody deserves all of the money more than us. We have another caller. You can handle this one, Matt. I'm
livid. Yeah.
Hi, I would like a large pizza for delivery. Half broccoli, half anchovy, half onions, and half pepperoni. And if you send Enrique again, I will not pick up because of the restraining order.
Great. We'll get that pizza to you right away. How much would you like to donate to receive that pizza?
Is there not the Monday night special?
It's the Monday night special. Dan, what is on the Monday night special? Let's remind our listeners and caller.
Listen, lady, there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. If you want a pizza, you're going to pay as much for the pizza as the next guy. Goodbye.
You know, I was a little bit confused by that interaction. I asked you to explain the Monday night special, as you've done on many occasions for me.
I'm still riled up from the last call. I'm
all
sorry.
Right,
I probably shouldn't be taking calls right now.
Look, you got to calm down.
I feel
down.
Like all I've got for people is vitriol right now.
You know, our call line is kind of dimming here. We've got, it's not doing very well.
No.
Getting less calls.
How dare they? I mean, just because our number is one digit away from the pizza place, that does not mean that they get to just call us.
All right. I think we got to calm down. I think we need
calm.
To.
I'm calm.
No, come on. Come on. Calm down.
All right.
Look at me.
I need a hug.
Look at me.
I need a hug.
Look at me.
I'm looking.
Look.
I'm looking.
Look into my eyes.
I'm looking.
Okay. What do you see?
Sadness.
No.
I see a deep sadness.
That's the reflection of your eyes in my eyes.
No, that's not true because I'm wearing sunglasses.
Right. That's my eyes in your sunglasses.
No, that's not right at all.
How do sunglasses work?
They work by refracting the light back at the sun. And eventually, the more people that wear sunglasses, the sooner the sun burns out.
That makes me angry.
Me too. We'll be right back.
In a world where clowns are magicians, Jimmy Bastion, starring in the latest blockbuster thriller, Clash of the Fluke.
Hey! Stop there!
Join Jimmy as he attempts to conquer the world.
I will stop at nothing to kill you.
And faces a robot invasion of infamous proportions.
Hey, poop, I'm killing you now.
In theaters this Friday.
And we're back.
Welcome back.
It's good to be back once again.
I know we were away for so long. I'm sure you missed us.
I took like 6 Ritalin, so I'm all calm now.
Oh, you've been off of that for a while.
I know, but
you need it again.
I decided that, you know, I had enough of it in storage that I could take some and it would help calm me down.
Oh, right, your drug storage out back.
Yeah. Because we have another caller and I really didn't want to be mean to this one because he sounds like a pretty nice guy.
Oh, cool. I like it when nice people call.
He's a lawyer from Texas.
Nice.
His name is Jared.
All right, Jared.
So we're going to have him on.
Get Jared in here.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, Jared. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for calling in. We appreciate every call.
We are so happy to have your donation. I got your note card that you were a lawyer from Texas, and You donated $10,000 to the show. I just want to, Matt, can we just have a just
round
of applause. Thank you so much.
Five applause to
you.
You
will keep
sir.
Us in business for like 2 years.
First of all, I really prefer for people to call me Mr. Peter.
Mr.
Peter, you know,
sorry.
That's okay there. Yes, and I'm very happy to support Donald Trump as president of not only Texas,
but also the
United States.
I think you've got the wrong...
No. We don't believe that Donald Trump is even a person. This is episode zero. Cool. That's Matt, and I'm Dan.
That's right.
We do a podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay, actually.
You put me through to your official Donald Trump liaison.
Oh, sure. Hang on 1 second. Let me go get him.
Yes, hello.
Okay.
Hello. This is the Donald Trump liaison. You have $10,000 for Donald Trump.
Yes, that's exactly correct.
We will take the money from you. Yes.
I would like to note at this point that the money has already been transferred to our account. It's non-refundable.
Oh, shit. Okay. I'm lying to you. We took your money, and you're just going to have to live with Donald Trump not being president.
Yeah. No, we're going to be voting. We're going to be doing a series of podcasts about how not to vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that bad accent. I guess I really wasn't trying.
All right. Well, that's very good to do.
Yeah.
Thanks for your money.
So we're sorry we lied to you, and thanks for your money. Bye.
Have a nice life,
welcome.
Jared, if that is your name.
All right. Well, that was good. He was a nice guy. I wish that we didn't have to deceive him and swindle him out of his money.
Was his name actually Jared?
Well, he said Dr. Peters,
yeah,
so I don't know what his last name or his first name was.
Lawyers don't usually go by the title doctorate. Doctor.
That's true. Maybe maybe he does a lot of things.
Maybe things are different down there in the country of Texas.
That's true. Oh, that's exciting.
Waiting for them to leave the union?
I think just between the calls that we've gotten while we were off air and the ones that we got when we were on air, we might be able to continue doing this podcast. I don't know. What do you think?
I think that we should get out while the going's good.
I agree. I think we should actually just take the money and run.
Right. But there's a caveat. The going isn't good yet.
Ah.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, you get it.
Saying that we should go double or nothing and keep taking donations from people.
That's right.
Because unfortunately, once this podcast airs, they're going to know, they being our listeners, that we're just swindling them out of their money.
Not yet. It's not time for that yet.
You're right.
Swindling in good time. That's what they say.
Well, I guess
that's it.
Because, the money is still pending. I know we did take all of that money from Dr. Peters, but most of it's still in flux, as they say.
It would have went to a worse cause.
That's true. It, you know what? We did that man a service. We saved America.
States.
Exactly. We could not have done better for ourselves, for our country, and for our listeners.
That's right.
What more is there really to say?
That's right.
That is indeed right.
I think that's the only thing we can say at this point.
And, unfortunately, because I did have to pay out of pocket for the streaming of this episode, that is all the time we have.
Great.
So we will hopefully see you next time. I really hope that we have a show.
Yep. Special shout out to all the callers.
Yes. Thank you. Tonight. Thank you so much for everybody who dialed in.
We can do this without you, but it's much harder.
Indeed. And that's it. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.